Case, educate Jordan on financial planning tool purpose. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case, Jordan, a 31-year-old graphic designer at a mid-sized marketing agency and longtime client, comes in looking overwhelmed. The counselor starts with some brief small talk to help Jordan relax. Counselor, tell me what brings you in today. Jordan, I've been trying to get my finances in order for months now. I make decent money, but I always seem to be short at the end of the month. My sister suggested I talk to someone about creating a budget, but I'm not sure where to start or what I really need. Counselor, it sounds like you're feeling frustrated about your financial situation, despite feeling like you have a good income. Jordan, exactly. I mean, I think I have a good income. I have a retirement account through work that I contribute to, and I have a savings account, but I don't feel like I'm making progress. I keep having to dip into my savings for unexpected expenses, and my rent is going up again next month. Counselor, well, how do you currently track your spending and income? Jordan, I mostly just check my bank account online and try to keep a mental note of big expenses like rent and car note. I know that's probably not enough, but all these spreadsheets and apps seem complicated. They didn't teach us that in school. Counselor, many people feel that way at first. Would it help if I'd explain some basic financial planning tools that could give you more clarity? Jordan, yes, that would be great. My friend mentioned something about cash flow and net worth statements, but I don't really understand what those are or how they would help me. It all feels so confusing. Question 1, how could the counselor explain cash flow and net worth statements in a way that would address the client's concern about their complexity? Question 1 sample response. A possible option would be to explain cash flow and net worth by saying, think of a cash flow statement as simply tracking what comes in and what goes out, like watching water flow through a pipe. Money flows into your life through paychecks and other income, then flows out through expenses. We're just putting that on paper to see where leaks might be happening. For net worth, an analogy might also work. A net worth statement is like taking a financial snapshot at one moment in time. It's adding up everything you own that has value, then subtracting everything you owe. The result shows your current financial position, like checking the scoreboard during a game. To address concerns about complexity, emphasize that the client can start with basic versions of these tools using categories that make sense to them. A simple one-page template for each could be used, with the explanation that the counselor and client can build the templates together, focusing on what is most relevant to the client's situation. The client should be reassured that these tools do not have to be complicated to be effective and that understanding the basic concept is more important than tracking every penny perfectly. Question 2, how might the counselor help the client see the connection between their current frustrations and the benefits of structured financial planning? Question 2 sample response. The counselor could help them connect their frustrations to the benefits of structured planning by asking reflective questions about their current pain points. For example, the counselor might say, you mentioned feeling frustrated when unexpected expenses force you to use savings. How would it feel to have those expenses already built into your plan? This helps them see how planning addresses their specific challenges. The counselor could then briefly illustrate how tools like cash flow statements can reveal spending patterns they might miss, helping them redirect money toward what truly matters to them. The goal is to position financial planning not as an abstract exercise, but as a practical solution to the exact problems they are experiencing right now. Question 3. What financial planning tools would be most beneficial to introduce to the client first? Question 3 sample response. Based on the client's situation, the counselor could introduce a simple cash flow tracking tool first. Since the client is already checking their bank accounts but struggling to get ahead, seeing where their money actually goes would create immediate awareness. Use a straightforward template with basic expense categories they can easily relate to, focusing on recurring monthly costs versus their income. This gives them a quick win and builds confidence before introducing a budget. The goal is to help them see patterns in their spending without overwhelming them with complexity. Once they understand their current reality, the counselor and client can move toward creating a forward-looking budget that aligns with the client's goals. Question 4. What questions could the counselor ask to better understand the client's financial habits before recommending specific tools? Question 4 sample response. Ask open-ended questions that reveal both behaviors and feelings about money. First, explore their daily financial routines by asking them to walk through how they typically decide whether to make a purchase, how they currently track bills, and when they are due. Then, dig into emotional aspects by asking the client about financial situations that cause the most stress and when they feel the most confident about their finances. These questions would help the counselor identify not just what tools might be helpful, but also what format and approach would be most accessible given the client's habits, preferences, and pain points. Listen for patterns that indicate where structure could provide the most immediate benefit without disrupting systems that might already be working well for them.